Are we doing it in Spanish?
No. So like
okay. Stuff. And just so to remember, you have to speak into the microphone.
Got it.
Okay. Just so you remember. ¿Quién es esa muchacha?
Es JK.
Mucho amor.
Amor.
You get it? We're Watera. We're back.
Back.
No, you have to speak into it.
Oh, sorry. We're back, baby. And Watera, learn a little bit of English.
Guys. Hello from our remote location in Miami, Florida. I am visiting right now. This episode almost did not even happen. So if you hate it, too bad. At least you got one.
We're also stone cold sober.
Oh. We'll see. The worst part of it all,
I will say,
to be honest.
Last time you saw us, we were a little drunk.
I actually think that our Watera collab is the drunkest we might have ever been on camera.
Literally.
Like, actually.
I've been pretty fucked.
No. Like, if you look, we were barely forming sentences. It was a miracle I made
so
it up.
So bad. Honestly, yeah. It was so bad.
Estamos aquí hoy con un video de advicio del amor.
Hola, mi gente.
Del YouTube y del mundo. Ding, ding, ding.
Are we gonna put this on the internet? Just checking.
Ay, Dios, ese último shot me foto.
What, Tera? Por favor,
Tera. No te preocupes.
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué?
Este mes, yo veo muchos hookups.
¿Pero qué?
¿Quién va a ser el único?
¿Eh?
Tú vas a encontrar a alguien que va a sorprenderte.
¿Surprise?
Va a ser alguien que tú no lo expectes. Yo estoy cansada
de los hombres acuario.
Porque ellos no le importa. They got all the women. ¿Y tú sabes qué, Acuario? Este mes alguien te va a coger. Y tú vas a decir, oh my God, ¿qué está pasando?
No sé.
One of my favorites.
It really was one of my favorites. We wanted to dress as Watera for sure. And then we're like, we might as well just do that in person.
Yes, because it's officially our Halloween month here on this channel.
Yes. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
We've got 4 more costumes for you, but this was the first one. Yeah. What do you feel about our microphones? Tell me the truth.
I'm obsessed with these microphones. I think they're great.
Right?
I love them.
Yeah,
I think
it's hard
so
for you
good.
To remember to talk into it.
No, but...
The weight, right? Am I right?
No, it's like really good.
So, yeah, exactly.
And like, look.
I'm sweating so bad. Guys.
We just started, girl.
I don't like it in Miami.
It's nice AC in here.
Did you do a blowout? Why are your bangs up like that?
Well, because...
Did you?
No, I just ran my fingers through them.
I don't think I'm doing that.
I feel like what the Miguel would have this type of hair.
Beautiful. We were supposed to do so many things. We were supposed to literally, what were we supposed to do?
Like today?
Yeah. Well, just in general, we were supposed to go to Sweet Caroline tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And one of us is doing that.
I'm not going to Sweet Caroline tonight because I recently, even though I've been on antibiotics, I'm not getting Jesse sick. But you guys know.
We don't know. Only time will tell.
From last episode, I was feeling a little under the weather. But I'm still going with you guys to dinner. And guess what? We're not going to Finca. You remember that? Remember those plans we made? We're not going to Finca. We're going to this place called Jaguar.
What is that? In Coral Gables. I don't know. I heard it's good. But I don't know how to tell you this. My dad says that Finca's not good. No. I think Joey... Is it Joey that thinks finca's not good? One of them thinks finca's not good.
Have they had the croquetas?
Well, those are just y la canaria croquetas.
No. Oh my God, I'm going to fight them. Had they had the lomo saltado there? It's so good.
What is lomo saltado? They have that at Jaguar.
Do they?
Yeah. I saw it on the menu.
Do they have vaca frita pizza at Jaguar?
Ew, fuck. No.
That sounds delicious.
That sounds fucking gluttonous. No
thanks. Very good.
Everything I've had since I've gotten here has been deep fried. Croquetas.
Did you live in Georgia. Are you serious?
Yuca fries. What else?
Oh my love God. So yuca
I forgot
fries.
How itchy wigs make me.
So good. What wig?
This wig. Oh. I don't know.
Weird Watera. By the way,
tell me.
We tried to recreate the exact outfit we had in our other
Everything's Watera gone wig. To shit. Everything. Since the moment I arrived to this trip.
Because
my
know.
Daughter has been terrorizing me.
Where is she?
I sent her ass off to the Miami Children's Museum. I said, girl, go on, get. And my brother and my dad took over. Literally,
oh God,
she's bullying me.
That's so fun. She's bullying you?
Yeah, she says she never wants to leave the Ami place. She calls Miami the Ami place.
She never wants to leave?
No, she literally says, I never want to leave. I said, what about daddy and brother? Will you miss them? She said, no. I was like, oh,
Oh okay. My god, I'm recruiting everybody in your family. Well, little by little.
Tough titty because there's guys born and raised. Born and raised in Miami. Woo! Sorry, I don't know what that sounds like for you. I was born and raised in Miami, but. Mm-hmm.
And you're ashamed of it.
No.
You're ashamed of us.
I'm not. I'm so not. I love the culture, but.
I can't.
So itchy, right?
Can't see through my bang.
I love the culture. I love the food. Although, can I just say, what's going on with Los Vetes? I had it last night. It wasn't even that good.
Well, you know, it depends on the location. I've had some Los Vetes.
I went to the Miami Lakes one.
I don't think I've eaten that one. But some of them are like not very good, I will say.
Yeah, that was like the sauces were good, but like it wasn't even good enough for me to finish it. Like something was wrong with my hot dog.
Really?
Something was going on.
You had a picanha?
Why are you saying all these things I don't understand? Stop it. What? Picanha?
No, wait. That's not what it's called.
No.
With the little.
Oh, choripap. Oh, with the quail egg? That's just
No, wait. What?
I could feel my wig just suffocating my head. Oh my but God. No bun behind my head this time.
Mine
however,
either.
Turn around.
Listen, I have very curly puffy hair right now. And
it's kind of red. It all blends in. But anyway, from the moment I got here. Well, not from the moment, but like, dude, I was like reminded.
What?
Of how like rude people can be.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that.
The driving is unbearable.
Oh,
like,
really bad.
You guys drive horn first.
No, oh, 100%.
I'm saying you guys as if it wasn't me the majority of my life. But like, dude, it is pretty crazy when you go to Georgia. If you're at a red light and you're in the front turning signal, literally, it could turn green for like 5 seconds. Nobody's in a
honk. No. Here's no, like wait. Before it even turns green.
Yeah, before
they're barking.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
It's really bad. I know. It's really
then
bad.
Yesterday, Joey parks in front of my dad's house, and the security guard, he wasn't even on duty. I don't know what he was doing. He was just standing around. Like, he literally was not like patrol. I think he was smoking or something. I don't know. He had to park in a specific spot because the valet was overcrowded and horrible. So I'm trying to get Amelie out of the car, and this motherfucker, we were there for like 1 second. He goes, he picked a great place to do this. And I literally, this was me. I looked at him and I felt so much rage because it was my travel day and I was like so overwhelmed.
Oh, no.
I literally wanted to kill myself.
Oh, no.
And I literally just look at him. I turn back around. I go, thanks. And he just didn't say anything. I think he knew that I was ready to snap.
Yeah, literally
ready to snap. I was like, my daughter has been asking me 1,000 questions. Like, you don't understand, Kathleen.
Teenagers, you know what I'm saying?
No,
you know
what I'm saying? It got to the point. Like, we got off the plane and she looks down. She goes, mommy, why is there carpet on the floor?
Valid.
What?
You know,
I told her that's the only place it goes. What do you mean? Yeah, her why questions get me sometimes. Because, like, I try to answer them. I try to, of course, really be there for her.
Of course.
Answer all the world's questions she can have. Mm-hmm. But boy, does she have a lot.
You know, she's only been around, like, for 3 years. She's got many questions.
Right. And then she wanted to go on the freaking Ferris wheel in Bayside.
And you did that for her?
Yeah. After for an hour and a half at dinner, every 5 seconds. She's like, get me out of here. I want to go on the wheel. I was like, Amelie, please. You need to practice patience because if you don't practice patience, you know what happens to the wheel? It breaks. I start lying.
Oh, no.
I start lying. I'm a filthy liar.
You got to do what you got to do for your sanity.
Okay, since we're Guatera, right. We can say something about astrology. My brother, Joey.
Oh, my God. That is what this I feel like this angle's not very good.
Yeah, even from here, I could tell. Well, I don't. You're just. Is that why you're sitting like that? Yeah, what? No, this is going to be. I'm going to hate every angle
why
of this.
Is Walter
I'm going to want to die.
Southern all of a sudden.
And, you know, I just don't know. But since this is technically what we're. Since this technically has to do with astrology, I do want to ask your question on this because now that I'm confessing to lying to my daughter, very little white lies, of course.
Of course, of course.
My brother, the Scorpio, Joey, he has informed me that the worst thing you could do to a Scorpio is lie to them. He says that little lies that my mom told him as a child traumatize him and then like he like Santa Claus.
Oh, but I have the same trauma about Santa Claus.
Do you really?
Must be my Scorpio moon.
Dude, because I kind of have to make a decision this year. If you're watching with your kids, stop it right now.
I know everybody
does it. I
don't
know your deal. Okay?
I know everybody does it, but like when they admitted to me that they had been lying to me my whole life about Santa
Claus.
You felt
like this is the ultimate betrayal?
Literally. I'm like, you, my parents
can you imagine somebody's watching this like 25 doesn't know Santa
Claus? Stop it.
Like, I found out on the JK podcast. That would be epic. Sorry, it's time you wake up, honey. Everybody's been lying to you. No, I found out the same day that it was Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy.
Oh, no, that's too much at once.
Yeah.
That's
I already have started the Tooth Fairy lie because I feel so bad. I don't know where Emily heard about it, probably a YouTube video or some shit. She started putting little things under her pillow, random objects for the Tooth Fairy. And then she wakes up, she goes, aw. And I go, honey, that's not a tooth. She only accepts one currency. But so I've already started that lie.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's true, though.
It's not true, Kathleen. You see, you would probably lie, too, if you were a parent.
Oh, I would.
Would you do Santa Claus?
I've thought about that one. I have thought about that one because I'm not sure if I don't know. Because, like, Santa, it's the whole magic of Christmas. It's
okay.
The magic. You got to give them the magic.
I used to literally lay down in my bed and I fear I hallucinated sounds on my roof and stuff. Like, yes. Like he is here. He's here right now.
Sweating. I say lie.
Yeah, okay.
I'm team lie.
What do you guys, what do you
I'm
vote?
Team lie. And then they'll get over it. I mean, I don't think I ever did, but.
Did you? Okay. So what did it make you feel? Did it make you distrust your parents forever?
I felt like the whole world was a lie. The whole world. I'm like, wait, so if Santa Claus doesn't exist, everything I've ever thought about is not real?
Do you think you carried it into adulthood at all? Joey has.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
Joey has? I don't know if I have. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Like, it may not be that big of a deal.
I don't think it is a big deal. I was devastated in that moment.
There's so many things I love about Santa, but there's so many things I don't love about Santa. And one of them is like,
love?
Because like, what do you do if one parent can buy their kids and say it's from Santa, whatever, a million beautiful, crazy gifts, mm-hmm. and then their friend at school doesn't? My friend Kim tells her daughter that essentially the parents give Santa the money to make the presents, but I'm like, I don't know if that, I would have to come up with some reason, because mm-hmm. then you go to
that
school,
makes sense. That does
you're showing
make
all
sense.
The shit you got. The mm-hmm. kids are like, damn.
And you're like, what the fuck? Santa loves you more than me.
It literally.
Yeah, that
also,
makes sense.
Creepy man coming in the house.
No, but he's a magical man. He's a big jolly man.
That's true. I was never scared of him.
What else? Guy. He's like abuelito.
I just don't like Amelie already, she like investigates to the point, like if she thinks I'm lying, like she'll really, really, really get in there. So
you're gonna
like,
have to be careful with that one.
I know, I'm so scared, but I want there to be magic.
No, yeah, I'm team magic, even if it means lying to them for a little bit.
Damn, parenting sucks. Fucking hate it. By the way, a regular man walked in, because we're in my brother's building right now.
Oh my God, guys.
And saw us dressed like this.
Jesse was like, should we film this at my dad's house? Because what if somebody walks in? I'm like, if somebody walks in and sees us, who cares? And some guy literally walked in and she hid behind the table.
You're good, that guy can't see you.
Well, this isn't even my dad's house. This is my brother's house, because Joey just moved here. And he has amazing amenities in his building. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right by us, there's like two of these conference rooms. Like, it's the perfect place to film right now. I mean, I don't think look-wise it's looking too great for y'all.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I think this looks like pretty boring.
Yeah, it's not the most aesthetic shot.
Plant us some shit and put
it behind
us. I'm not
gonna lie, episode one of Halloween is not looking too good.
No, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. We really hyped it up for nothing.
Yeah, we really did. We were hyped up.
And we do that. This almost didn't even happen though, like we said. We already said that.
I know.
We already said that. Remember?
Yeah. So if this episode is a little bit shorter than normal.
No,
it's not.
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying, just in case.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
Our last episode that we did in person was like really exciting, because you almost got canceled. You had like stories of Selena Gomez
Vegas,
and
our Vegas episode. Yeah, where Nicolandria came for me. Yeah, I remember that.
So do you got anything cool you can share with us?
I've been waiting for this episode to talk about astrology. You guys have been wanting us to talk about zodiac signs and astrology literally since the very first episode.
I know.
Since the very first episode, I was like, we need to save that for our What Did I episode, and here we are. Come to find out that Jesse doesn't even have CoStar.
I've heard bad things.
I've heard, what bad things have you heard about CoStar?
Let me get it straight before I say it. So
something
like bad advice or something. I don't know.
You
I've heard
to
that.
Listen to the advice.
Well,
how are we supposed to break down your birth chart?
We can break it down. I actually forgot what my, I know I'm a Leo, double Leo somehow.
If you had CoStar, I would know.
Yeah. Well, I know what, when I was born, like, yeah, like around, I know around what time.
You know the time? Okay, well.
I think. Okay, does it change by the minute?
Yes, you're rising.
God fucking damn it.
You're rising.
Damn it.
Download that CoStar, buddy. We are not even in our Waltera. Accents.
Well, there's only so much we can do.
Trisha.
It's true.
Trisha.
Trisha Paytas? Do I look like Trisha Paytas?
That's something she would do.
Expand on that. Oh, yeah, I know that is.
In the Emerald City, in the arms of an angel.
Well, this is a problem because I have a necklace that says the time that I was born.
Of course you do. And then you want
to
shit talk Miami for
it. Ask me where the necklace is.
At your mom's house? In the garbage?
No.
Where is it?
I said to ask me.
Oh, where is it? Oh, where
it's
is
at it? My house in Georgia. Oh, I can have my husband look.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Why didn't I say that before? Hold on.
Come on now.
You know those memes where it's like, he thinks you're cheating, but really you're just out here doing this, and then it's us right now.
Yeah.
Like
He's like, I wonder what she's doing in Miami right now. Being a whore.
Oh, actually, I have a story of what I've been doing in Miami.
Oh my God. Can we elaborate on that? Go ahead. While you're downloading CoStar and figuring it out.
Okay, hold on. Let me text Nassim.
Can you feel the love tonight? Something else. We need your imperfect harmony. And when you were free to me.
That's good, right?
That was pretty good. Too bad you can't make it to Sweet Caroline. Everyone's going to be missing out. See, it made me re-download it. I had it at one point.
You think this is bad advice? You're a precious, precious thing?
Ew. Bad advice? Or just like, what the fuck does that mean? You are a precious, precious thing. Ew. So I don't have a lot of time here because, you know, I came with my daughter and my dad can watch her and stuff. And that's how I'm going to go out tonight. But last night on Friday, I wasn't going to do anything because I'm like, I'm not going to go out two nights in a row. Who do I think I am? This is a travel day. I'm so exhausted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing, a Red Bull and gin. Now I'm a Red Bull and gin girl. Yeah. Get into
what?
It. Get into it.
I love Red Bull and vodka.
Well, so the reason why I don't like drink gin like that because it's a little florally, but Red Bull is pretty florally. So it really complements the flavor of Red Bull.
So you like to extra
no,
florally?
No, it's good. It literally just tastes like you're drinking Red Bull. It's so good. And gin is like so smooth. I love it.
I'm wondering if our angle, like you back here and me in the front, like who's in focus, who's not? You know what I mean?
How about we both are in focus?
You know what I mean?
Or neither of us.
So what did you do on Friday?
Oh, we did though have a plan to go to dinner. So we went to dinner. At
where?
Dinner. We went to dinner at, forgot the name.
Mm.
Cuban food.
Love.
Cuban food.
Love.
Oh, that was the second rude bitch I met. Okay. It was a boy. And he made me the worst. I'm not joking. This is not a joke. The worst drink I've ever had in my life.
In your life?
The only thing that rivals it is when I was little and used to drink like vodka.
Where the fuck
rum
did you go?
Together.
Fucking Latin cafe?
Did you just do this with your microphone?
What's wrong with that?
You were talking while doing this. What do you think that's going to sound like?
Did you have this drink at Latin cafe or something?
No, it was like an establishment and it was in Bayside.
Oh.
Yeah. Like
Chili's?
No. Not Chili's. But anyway.
Chili's
wow.
Never.
Also,
Chili's
Bayside
is great.
Slays now.
Bayside? Bitch. Bayside has always slayed.
Really?
Yes.
Do you even know Bayside when all there was a Bubba Gump?
Is this bitch serious? I ask. Call William right now. Me and him used to go on the party boats every weekend. Every weekend on the party boats.
Party boats?
The party boats.
Your dad let you go on party boats?
My mother was present.
Oh my. Oh.
The whole time. It would be me, my mom, William, and Emilia.
Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
occasional novicito de Emilia
mm-hmm.
would come and he would force me to dance bachata with him.
Ooh.
That's why I'm scarred by bachata and I will not hear bachata anymore.
I love that. So we went to Bayside and although their margaritas were disgusting, I asked him for a skinny margarita. He did look at me a little bit confuzzled. But when you ask for a skinny margarita, I'm not saying it for like calories. It's because I don't want sour mix. I want lime, agave, tequila, triple sec. Make it happen.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh shit.
Yeah.
I don't want no sour mix. It gives me heartburn.
Right.
So I drank it. Well, no, I tried it. And then Joey tried it. He's like, "That you can't drink that. Like, it's so bad that you can't drink that." So then we returned it. He got pissed. He was like,
"Nuh-uh.
What's wrong with it?" Yeah. He was like
no
defensive
way.
About it. And I'm like, how are you going to be defensive of a literal pile of shit? Like, this drink is so bad. Anyway.
But like, did you drink the whole thing or something?
No, I didn't drink literally a sip. I could not drink the whole
thing.
Oh,
that's so fucked up. That's so fucked up. So rude.
I agree. So what I did was I returned it and got a guava mojito, which was delicious. So naturally, I drank three of them.
I love anything guava related.
And after three guava mojitos, honey, I was ready
to
party.
So then you went to a sex seance.
Okay. Guys, I can tell limited parts of this story out of respect for those involved.
Jesse sent me a video earlier that scared the shit out of me. It looked like an episode of True Blood.
I wish you had gone. Okay, so basically, some of you, if you're from Miami, like this place has like a reputation. Like I feel like some people might know about it. I'm not going to say the name of it.
You weren't in a random backyard?
Well, technically, yes, I was. I love how like I wasn't going to go out and then I'm telling Nassim like, I'm going to blank place. And he had heard about it because basically Benji and Joey go here like every Monday. So
it is a sex party.
No,
Benji
it's not.
Goes
no sex
to
involved.
Literal sex parties all the time.
You can't tell people that.
He told people that.
Did he?
Yes, he told us that.
Well,
he said he's the band.
Not them.
He said he's the band there.
No, yeah. Benji goes to sex parties, but he doesn't have sex there.
No. He performs.
Oh, he performs. Oh, I didn't know that. You know, good for him. But anyway, I'll get his permission to put that in the podcast.
Yeah.
But so it's basically a house with a lot of roommates that I guess are like artists and like musicians and like just people who are very artsy fartsy. And they decided, what if we do this thing where we invite whoever wants to come, they could pay a donation, like $5 or $10, depending, or like $8 now. They can come and like just be part of this vibe. Like,
what is the vibe? You're scaring me. This is like some sex cult.
No,
what is this?
There was sex visibly. I didn't see any.
You didn't see any?
None. I saw some other stuff, but no, I didn't see sex. So basically, random ass backyard, ton of chairs, most of them molded from the rain.
Oh.
Yes. Indeedy. You need to watch where you're sitting. I put my feet on this plywood that was so rotten that should I have gotten a splinter, I would have needed an amputation.
You might need a tetanus shot
no.
after that event.
Something bit my thigh. I just remembered that. Anyway.
Hope it's not dengue.
I really doubt it's dengue.
We don't have that here.
No, we don't.
Unless I brought it from Puerto Rico.
That's not funny.
That's not funny. I never got that.
So anyway, I decided that I wanted to go, even though I figured it's like a bunch of artsy people.
AKA people doing drugs?
No, literally. Okay, picture this. One random person is singing acoustic guitar. Someone else knows how to play bass. They just walk up to the bass that's there, plug it in, just start playing.
Wait, but that's cool.
Yeah, so that's the vibe, right? So that's
You were being very weird about the vibe.
Well, because the vibe got weird. Yeah, the vibe got weird. So this time we were doing, it was like a burn circle, which by the way, it's hot in Miami. Bonfire? No, thanks. Yeah,
sweating my dick off. You had a bonfire in that backyard?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
And we were getting so hot. Benji was getting like, oh my God, guys, like it's really, really hot. And every like 10 minutes, somebody would come with lighter fuel and just pour it on and it would just go awful. Anyway, we had to like sign like a disclaimer because it was fire night. Yeah. So
they've lit people on fire there, haven't they?
I don't know, but there was two amateur fire dancers, which is what I sent you.
No, she was fabulous.
She was fabulous. She did do that exact performance like 4 or 5 times that night. She better work to the same Evanescence song.
Oh, that does happen when you...
How could you say when they're not... You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. And she also was like, she had like a Britney Spears like head... Like she was singing while she was doing the fire dance. It was pretty epic. I don't know how to explain it. Like there's this one girl. She knew my content actually. She had like come up to Joey previously when he had gone. And she's like the glitter fairy. She goes around just putting glitter. Like she's like, can I glitter you or whatever? She just like gets like glitters and just puts it all over you.
I like this place. It really is reminding me of True Blood.
Yes. The vibe is like such a good idea. And like also...
Like it's giving bon ton.
Yeah, but... Huh? What?
It's giving bon ton.
It's giving bon ton. Yes.
Do you know what bon ton?
No. No.
Bon ton is where they live.
I really wish you had gone. I really do. Because although the vibe is great and they've had nights that are like awesome and whatever, there's a couple things about it. Like number one, it like really challenges your social anxiety because you're walking into a backyard of like a bunch of people. There are instruments and stuff, but like to just pick it up and start like singing or like doing stuff, like it's just a lot. But everybody's like super welcoming, whatever. However, what I will say is that I think that this vibe does invite perhaps people on drugs.
I mean,
and
I'm not going to lie.
I will say that. And also, dare I say, people that don't shower that much.
Oh, it is giving bon ton.
There was multiple people that gave me a hug that lingered.
Oh.
It's hot in Miami. I get it. But it was more than that, you know?
It's a little musky.
It was giving, no aluminum deodorant. No offense.
I don't use aluminum deodorant.
Yeah, I know. But you always smell pretty good.
I'm aluminum free, baby.
We were sitting inside. So there's like an outside portion, but this is like literally people's house inside. So we walk in, it's like all smoky. And Joey's like, damn, who's making kebabs in here? Like a joke. I shit you not. On their menu, steak kebabs.
Wow. They feed you too?
You have to buy it.
I mean, yeah.
And sangria that I was like, absolutely not.
What if it's
not
poison?
No, literally. I was like, there's absolutely no way.
What if they're like roofing everybody and giving everybody like a sex drug?
Nobody was having sex, Kathleen. Nobody. Stop bringing it back to that. We got demonetized because of you and your horniness. But anyway, so I was sitting there and all of a sudden this blonde girl comes. She ends up being one of the people that lives in the house. So she was really letting loose. She was also severely on cocaine or meth.
Oh, shit.
It was alarming.
And how do you know the difference?
I couldn't really tell, but it was one of those two. You know, it was like an extreme upper. She was dancing. Like there's dancing like nobody's watching. And then there's like you're on crack.
Okay,
you know
gotcha,
I mean?
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
She was a little bit on like heavy drugs. And all of a sudden she's dancing. Everything's fine. She moves towards like the end of the house. And me and Joey just see her just start like swinging at another girl. And
like
just
punching?
Like hitting her. Like slapping her. It turns out there's vendors at these parties. So like basically like if you sell clothes or if you like there was a girl who paints shoes. So she just puts her painted shoes out there. And if anyone wants to buy them, they can buy them.
Oh, that's sweet.
Benji does it with his books. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Yeah. So this girl, I guess because she lives there, I don't fucking know. She had taken like $400 worth of merchandise just to put on. And like she was a little stinky.
Oh,
she was one of the stinky ones.
So the girl started to beat her ass for it?
Well, no. The stinkiness wasn't even part of this fight. I just wanted to bring that into it. But she was just like, she took her merchandise and just started walking around, which is like rude.
No, where'd you buy?
No, literally. So she was coming up, not even like rude, like she was just like, hey, like you took my stuff, like can I have it back? Immediate just like slapping. Then it went from improvising, like literally it was Benji, Joey, and some other guy on the bass like singing Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. It was such a good vibe. Then it switched because the lead singer, he started, you know, he was freestyling, but I shit you not, you would not have understood. There was not one word. There was not, and he better work. It was like a vibe. Like everyone was like,
okay.
Hell yeah, man. Like, let's fucking go. But not one word. No, not one word did I understand. When he started, the vibe started getting more like heavy metal-y, you know?
Oh,
like,
fuck.
And then the bass guy switched to this guy who was pretty drunk. And Kathleen, he was swinging his,
Dick?
No, stop it. No, not his dick, Kathleen. He was swinging the bass around and I was sitting right there and the bass would kept coming. within like an inch of my face.
Imagine if that was a dick. That would have been really uncomfortable.
That would have been worse.
This sounds like a very dangerous event.
Oh, 100%. Liability wise and like everything.
Maybe that's why you sign things.
Maybe. But so when that girl got into the fight, she kept like with the vibe of the metal music, like getting more riled up. And she was like fucking coked out or something. That other lady had gone outside and I guess was explaining it to people. And her, through the sliding glass door, was like flicking her off, then pulls up her dress and like moons the sliding glass door. And me and Joey are just like, we gotta get out of here. So we went outside after that because like the vibe, and he told me, he's like, sometimes like it's such a vibe and sometimes the vibe gets you. You know what I mean?
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's like hit or miss with those.
Hit or miss, because
event.
The concept is amazing. But when people are too under the influence, mm-hmm. or like whatever, mm-hmm. and like they're very like caution to the wind type of people, mm-hmm. like as careful as they are, like everybody's kind of doing their own thing. I did look at Benji in the middle of the event and I said, can you imagine if Kathleen was here? And he was like, oh my God, no. No, she'd lose her fucking mind.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's for me, but I'm glad you had a good time.
But then there was the fire dancers.
That's cool. Slay.
Oh my God, there was a cat named Potato.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's a little bit for me.
Literally, the cat was like, not super fat or anything, but kind of like a little chunky and just laying on the couch. Anybody could pet it. Any music could play. And he was just chilling. I don't know if he's deaf. Maybe.
Oh, perhaps.
Because it was loud in there. Perhaps, I'm not sure what his deal was.
Oh my God, but you know what? That's something that Georgia can't give you. I'll tell you that. That experience.
I mean, I will say it's pretty unique. Come on. Pretty unique. Oh, and then when we were leaving, the cops came. Moment we were leaving, the cops were entering.
Wait, do cops often?
I think it happens every so often, but they usually don't allow amplification. And for some reason, they had a DJ there outside. And that was loud.
What was the neighborhood?
Just some random neighborhood in Miami. Literally.
Okay. Are they like a traveling circus or is it always in that place?
No, that's their house. It's like the roommates throw it. And they like have done this for like a while, like over a year.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
kind of scary. Any place that the cops tend to show up at, I'm going to stay far away from that place.
Yeah, but it was just kind of like the vibe. Like, you know, you could go into the, like literally walk in, not know anyone and just be like, in the middle of the thing and people will be like, yeah, sister.
No literally, way.
I swear.
James Charles. I'm just,
womp, womp, womp. Literally, you could do that and somebody would just start playing the bass. It's a
Oh my God, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I definitely had a good time. I got home after eating Los Verdes at 2:30 in the morning. I wanted to die. I had been up since 5:30 the night before.
Are you okay?
No. Thank you for asking.
So how do you do that? How do you do that?
I took like a 30-minute nap yesterday and that kind of got me through
it. And then you took a bump off of that, guys.
No. I never would do that.
I've never done that in my life.
I would never do that.
The only drugs I've ever done is marijuana and I've tried mushrooms before.
That's hardcore for someone who's like, I would never.
It was in a chocolate and it felt like I microdosed. But I was like, wow, I just feel so happy. It did nothing. Like, just made me really happy.
Oh my gosh.
In chocolate form.
Oh, no. My brother did mushrooms, like full on mushrooms when we were in high school. And he thought, my mom used to love those Oprah Winfrey magazines.
Okay.
He thought Oprah was speaking to him. He left me a voicemail about it.
See, I can't do any type of like hallucination or anything like
that. No, I'm already.
I already be hallucinating myself a little bit.
Exactly. Literally, that's why I would not do it. I don't feel like
I. Somebody told me, oh my God, you want a chocolate bar of Lexapro? That's what it kind of feels like. I said, yeah, give me a piece of that, girl.
Girl, I can take a whole canister of antidepressants and it's not going to make me feel different.
No, people were saying that like the chocolate mushroom was like taking Lexapro. You know, like you just have like a...
Nobody gets high off Lexapro. I don't get that reference. I don't get it.
I mean in the sense of like...
In the sense that...
It makes you happy.
Do you get the reference?
Not the... Yes. I mean, you know, that... What?
Slay... What time is that, mama? Oh, damn, I was wrong. So
wait,
it's one...
What the fuck is that?
That's 12:50.
12:50 what?
PM.
Put it in your co-star.
Yeah, I'm going to put it. Okay, we're now... continue what you were saying.
What was I saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just mean in the sense, like, people obviously... Like, I've been on Lexapro, by the way. I wanted to kill myself. Actually, it gave me the craziest thoughts. I had to get off of it.
Oh, no.
But that's for really? That's for all another day.
It could work for you. Yeah, you know, no, you never know. Of course.
You know, you have to try what works for you. That one specifically did not work for me.
Right.
But I mean in the sense of like, you know, it like...
In the sense that
like it's a mood stabilizer and like,
right, you know, of course.
So like,
oh wait, is Lexapro not an antidepressant?
It is. That's what I meant. That's not a mood stabilizer. You know what I mean?
What? Did you just fucking tap
it? You know what I mean? I mean that mushrooms, they say, is like an antidepressant.
Yeah. And that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Okay.
And let me tell you, in that moment I ate that chocolate, it was not depressed. It was
really?
Oh my God, it made me so happy.
Did you just fart?
No, why? You smell something.
Can you imagine if we did this all in Spanish?
Let's get to the actual topic of today's episode. Hello, welcome to... We did not do anything Waltera related. This episode
Hello, what is it? It's something like that.
I don't think so. I think you're
We literally rehearsed it like a million times.
With like a genie.
Oh, no, that's the end. The end is ha ha ha.
Oh.
You know? Oh, my God. You know what's fucking criminal? We didn't even start this with an RIP legend, Walton McGowan.
I was just about to say that. Like, when we posted that video, was he alive?
Yes. And that's why I told you that video.
That video killed him because he died like 5 minutes after that.
No,
video.
It was like 2 years later. God bless. What a sweet man. Walter McGow. If you don't know who Walter McGow is, he basically was...
Raised us. He basically raised us in Miami. Okay.
Yeah. And he was one of the biggest astrologers like that I've ever seen.
He was like one of the first people to really talk about zodiacs and astrology like that. Mm-hmm. Like in
he put it on the map.
He did. He put astrology on the map, especially for us Hispanics in Miami, when a lot of them, which was very bold of him, because a lot of them are like, no, oh my God, he's the devil. Astrology.
Do you know what my rising is?
Your rising? Libra.
No.
Oh, what?
Scorpio.
Oh, that's
I'm a Leo,
nice.
Leo, Scorpio.
Wait, you're a double Leo? I don't know.
That's right there.
Damn.
It's rough.
I need to see the rest of that chart, girlfriend.
Okay, I'm going to look for it. Walter Macau was amazing.
A legend.
And honestly, it's so fun to dress up as him. This is actually, I think, the same thing we wore, but we bought it again.
No, yeah, we tried to recreate it. Mine was pink. My shawl was pink. I couldn't find the exact same one, but that one's pretty close to what you wore.
I think one of the funniest things about that video is we tried to do it in Spanish, but we cannot do that for this podcast. There's just no way.
Then you'd have to put, like, subtitles. It's just a whole lot, whole thing.
Oh, my God. You know what this reminded me of? I'm searching for Kathleen to share my co-star with. Oh, my God.
Somebody did walk by.
Did they see us?
No.
Did they
look? Looked right at us, but I don't think they saw us.
They'll just think we're somebody's kind grandma.
Oh, he walked by again, but he looked down that time. He was looking up. He went that way, but he's
just onto us.
He was like, let me check
we're
again.
We're not even doing anything bad, right?
Oh, my God. He walked by again. I swear.
No. Just...
I swear. Maybe he was lost. But
the last time, did he look at us?
Yes. The second time, no. But the last time, yeah. Jealousy only arises when you believe that owning someone is possible. You and Jesse are both guarding your heart. Delete the image in your heart, in your head, of what friendship is supposed to look like.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
God. We're not compatible at all?
Wow. We have two sad faces.
What does that mean?
And two regular, like, faces. Oh, no. But we have three happy faces.
That's not good.
Yes, look.
I don't like those stats.
Basic identities, we're compatible. In love and pleasure, we're compatible. And in
pleasure?
Love and pleasure. And in sense of responsibility, we're compatible.
Did you put it as soon as a couple?
No, it does it with everything.
Okay.
It can ask you your romantic compatibility. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Wait, so what are we bad on?
Mood and emotions and sex and aggression.
Okay, but we're good with the pleasure.
Yeah, love and pleasure, but not sex and aggression? I don't know.
Oh my God, I just realized I was literally holding my microphone like this. I hate this episode. Somebody kill me. This is the
worst. At least it's the first one. That means it can only get better from here.
Or worse.
No.
Oh, if this is the worst? Yeah, it can't get worse. Right. To be fair, Kathleen's sighing.
No, don't say that.
To be fair, Kathleen did suggest that we go to the restaurant first and drink a little bit and then come back and film, but it was just simply impossible because of my plans tonight.
I was like, are we going to be sober filming that? I don't know about that.
I know. Are we too sober? Are we fun, Bobby?
No. We are.
Libra.
Walter.
It's not the same.
We have to do that. Okay, wait, hold on. Let's just go through. Okay, grab your chart.
Speak into
your
microphone.
I can look at yours through here.
You're right.
Okay, so I'm an Aquarius. You're a Leo, which already... compatible there. I'll tell you that much.
Not?
Yes.
Oh.
Aquarius and Leo.
Okay.
But two peas in a pod.
Okay.
My rising is Leo. I have a Leo rising.
You have a Leo rising. Yes, I knew that. Okay.
Leo rising. Sun in Leo. My moon is in Scorpio. Your moon is in Leo. Let me see. Your ascendant in a Scorpio. What does that mean?
It says your ascendant is the mask you present to people. It can be seen in your personal style and how you come off to people when you first meet. Some say it becomes less relevant as you get older. It changes every 2 hours.
Yeah. Your ascendant changes every 2 hours. That's why the time you're born... Did I say every 2 minutes?
Oh, no. That sounds stupid to me.
What?
It changes every 2 hours?
Yeah, the rising changes depending on what time you're born.
Oh, I thought they meant like depending on what time of day you check it.
No, girl.
I was like, this is hack shit.
No.
This is like, literally bullshit.
I know someone who was born the exact same day as me, like same year and everything.
And everything's different.
And me and her have the exact same birth chart, except she's a Gemini rising and I'm a Leo rising. That makes a big difference.
Right.
Mine is, your ascendant is in Leo, meaning you come across as bright, good-natured, and magnetic. Your energy makes you seem either like a know-it-all or a little, or a live wire, but always the center of attention.
Me? This app sucks. Do you use it on the regular?
Yeah, I use this. I use this app every day.
And I check it. My Mercury is in Leo as well.
Which is communication.
Oh, I'm so fucked.
Mercury determines how you talk. You have a, mine is in Capricorn, actually.
My Venus is in Cancer. Isn't Venus about love?
Yes.
Okay, Slay.
Venus, Cancer. That makes sense. Mine is fucking boring ass Capricorn.
Oh, there's people who are Capricorns.
God bless.
How many times can we offend people in episodes?
But I'm saying having it as a Venus is boring.
Oh, because love is like, wah, wah.
You know, like.
Yeah. No, that
but
makes
it makes
sense
for me because, for example, I am an Aquarius, which usually, if you guys know your Aquarius friends, they're probably like very, very like, I don't want to be tied down. I love to be single, whatever. I hate that. I love to be tied down. But I think that's my Capricorn Venus because Capricorn Venus, they love like stability in relationships. You know what I mean? And I really love stability. I don't like that wishy-washy playing games shit. I don't like that. Okay.
Right.
I don't like that.
But you're like a serial monogamist.
Yeah.
That's also bad.
Yeah, it was.
Right? Is that bad?
No.
I feel like before, back in the day, they used to call that like codependency. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. No offense.
But like, I feel like serial monogamy.
I call it stability.
But like, monogamy's fine.
It's good.
Yeah, Slay. I am holding this mic. First of all, my knuckles are like white. I'm holding it so tight. Okay. Let me try this. Thoughts?
Wait, you're Venus in Cancer. That means you're like romantic and stuff, right? Is that what it says?
It says Venus determines how and what you love. It indicates how you express affection and the qualities you're attracted to. Your Venus is in Cancer, meaning your romantic side is gentle, thoughtful, and sentimental. You love being tender.
Do you?
I could be tender.
Yeah?
I'm not that tender, actually. Well, I mean, I think I'm a little tender.
You're tender.
I'm a tender lover.
Like,
you love being tender, kind, and nurturing to the people you love. That is true. I'm very nurturing.
You are very nurturing, I will say.
You're intensely loyal, but this may stem from a fear of rejection. This app is a fucking bitch. I told you. I've heard things about this app. It makes you plant seeds in your head. You start thinking that you're a bad person.
I don't think so. My Mars is in, guess again, Capricorn.
Oh,
I have all my fucking planets in Capricorn.
Oh, the planet of aggression.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is in Libra.
Okay.
See, this is when astrology starts losing me. It's in the 11th house.
Oh, yeah.
Whose house is that?
No. It's
I've
like
never
this
seen
whole
it.
Fucking thing. When you really pull back the layers, guys, astrology goes so, so deep. That's why a lot of people, when they're like, oh, I don't believe in astrology. I don't believe in astrology. It's like your whole birth chart is very complex.
Right.
Very complex.
Of course.
So Mars in Libra.
Yes.
Means that you're what?
It says Mars is a planet of aggression. It determines how you assert yourself, take action, and the energy that surrounds you, particularly in your sex life, your ambitiousness, and when you're angry. Your Mars is in Libra, meaning while it may take you a while to make a decision, you assert yourself in a way that is fair-minded and relativistic. Although sometimes passive-aggressive. Ooh, not the clock.
I don't think you're passive-aggressive at all.
Not the clocking. No, I think everyone could be passive aggressive.
And
come
do you
on.
Feel like you take a long time to make a decision?
But isn't this just when it comes to sex and love?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Like with love, like I never really settled. I thought I was never going to get married.
What?
Do you remember that video that I put up that it was like, why I want to get fake married?
No.
It was literally an entire video of like why I want to get fake married. And I said, I want the wedding, want to do the whole thing, but I will not be signing papers. I will not be actually marrying anybody.
Oh my God, I remember anybody. This. I remember this.
And then my dumbass, guess what I did?
You got married.
I signed those papers, honey.
Yes,
I mean, I don't regret that. I didn't say dumb because of that. Okay.
That's what happens when you fall in love.
You do dumb shit. You know?
No, I mean like you fall in love.
Oh, no, period.
My Jupiter is in Virgo. It's the only Virgo planet I have. One of the two social planets, Jupiter, rules idealism, optimism, and expansion. It is also very philosophical. Your Jupiter in Virgo, meaning you grow and find understanding through careful thought, goal setting, and hard work. I don't know about that for me, I gotta say.
It says I find understanding through harmony, balance, and seeing both sides to a situation. Oh, honey, no.
I don't know about
that. Let me tell you, I'm a one-side-ass bitch. I'm like, immediately, it could be something that has nothing to do with me. I'm like, I'm taking sides.
I feel like I'm more, I see both sides of things.
Yeah, I do not. No.
I get you.
Yeah, you do.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah. You do. Some would say, a friend to all is a friend to none.
Don't you fucking dare.
Do you want to do this? You want to do this? Let's fucking do this. You.
Jesse.
Dirty whore. Not you. You're like my daughter having a coughing attack after she runs.
Listen.
No, I won't.
Manny was very rude to you.
Wow.
I admit it. He was rude to you. He was.
Guys, do you want to know a secret? Okay. If you've made it this far, you deserve it. You deserve
it.
If you've made it this far, you deserve a secret because, you know, we've been a little fun, Bobby.
Let's talk
about it.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
What happened was, I mentioned Manny MUA a couple episodes back. All I said was that he was rude to me.
Which I never said he wasn't.
Correct.
Just saying.
However, you did defend him with your life.
No.
You stood in front of the bullet.
I didn't defend him with my life. I said...
Someone said you defended him more than me.
No. I said during that time when he was rude to you, he was very rude to you. He was rude to you.
I mean, but, he didn't come and punch me in the face. I've said that too. It wasn't that big of a deal either.
But all I said was during that time, Manny was possessed by a demon.
Right.
Okay? And he was hanging around with people he shouldn't have been hanging around with.
Jeffree Star.
And, you know...
Yep.
So basically, he wasn't in the best, you know.
Right. And I understood that. And I even said it. Now, what took me by surprise, and also this is the secret. Okay, you want to know the secret?
Yeah, this is the secret.
We filmed an entire like 15-minute segment. Okay.
Wow, I can't believe we're telling them. Yeah, we did.
Responding. Because Manny MUA and his co-host Laura Lee did an entire like little, I mean, it was like 15 minutes of their podcast or something. And he was saying some shady shit.
They were addressing the situation, and I want to say it was rude. It was rude.
It was rude.
They called it Kathleen Light's podcast.
No, that made me want to kill someone.
You know who else popped off?
Who?
Jesse on Kathleen Light's podcast. Jesse on Kathleen Light's podcast. Kathleen has a podcast, baby. Jesse said, "Hold on now."
Oh my God, Laura!
Y'all, there's tea. There's tea. There's lore. There's a little clip.
That was not okay.
That made me want to run in the woods butt naked.
First of all, this is more Jesse's podcast. And if anything.
No, but it's both of ours.
Jesse puts so much work into this damn podcast. Okay. Something
about this wig makes me want to do this. Right?
So much work into this podcast. Okay. This is more hers, if anything. But that was fucked up.
It was fucked up. But anyway, more than that, he basically was like, I don't remember it like that. And then Laura Lee was like, wasn't that 8 years ago? I'm sorry, I can't say that. I can't say that, right? No, that's so horrible. Accent. Yeah, okay, hold on. And then Laura was like, wasn't that 8 years ago?
Wait, did it again.
I can't do this.
That had to be like 8 years ago, no? Vegas?
Maybe 9.
Wasn't I there?
Maybe even 9. So it just like sucks that like that was totally. Her impression. You know, like
and
I don't like that.
And she hung on to it for 9 years. So, I mean.
So it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, fuck. Like she literally held on to this one experience.
For this long.
And
it sucked to watch that. Because I know there's no world where you were like, yeah, fuck her.
I literally was like, fuck this.
Like I know that wasn't the case. But it just sucks she carried that with her for that many years.
That's what sucks.
That's what sucks.
I'm like, that's your impression? Yeah. That's your impression of me? That's what's like stuck on? Like,
yeah.
And that kind of just chapped my ass a little.
I feel like, you know what? Because like, I get where he was saying, but he should have been like this. He should have said this.
Okay, tell me.
I don't remember doing that. Because he says he doesn't remember and I believe him, right?
I believe him.
He should have been like, I don't remember doing that. But I am so sorry that I was fucking rude to you because I would hate to think that I was rude to somebody.
He kind of did that for like the splittest of seconds.
Yes.
Before he then went to shade me. Oh no, this is the part that literally just completely rocked my world. Laura goes... But Kathleen defended you, though. And he goes, yeah.
No.
He started whipping it around. I was like, oh, hell no.
No. It's just that, you know, like I had to say my piece for that because I do think that that had played a big role. But I think that he should have just DM'd you, right?
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
Like, I feel like
he addressed it on his podcast.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I said his podcast on purpose. Okay, for the comments that are gonna be like, but you said his, but yeah, I did that on purpose. But like, literally, he addressed it without ever either asking you, like, if you felt bad about it, quote unquote, which you didn't, the entire time his energy was like, who gives a fuck? Anyway, we recorded a 15-minute thing that we were going to insert.
Manny goes, I don't feel like talking to somebody for 30 minutes.
Oh my God, that was a whole other thing. He's like, no offense, basically. And he's like, this part isn't necessarily about Jesse, but like, you know, people think they know you from the internet and then they want to have like a 30-minute heart-to-heart. And I'm like, Manny MUA, love to you, papi, but I don't want to have a 30-minute conversation with you. Like, what are you talking about?
I think that people, they see me online. Mm-hmm. And this is not even about Jesse, by the way. This is literally just an overarching thing because it's been something that's been a recurring thing in my like trajectory as a creator.
Mm-hmm.
I think people see me online. They think, oh my God, this is like my gay bestie.
They see us kikiing.
They see us like in real life kikiing. And I think that people expect me to give them that
30-minute conversation.
Yes.
That private kiki.
Yes.
That, oh my God, it's messy like, man. It can be all the tea in your life. But it's not appropriate. And you're not besties with everyone.
I'm not.
It's a mix and a mingle.
It's a mix and a mingle.
single.
I actually genuinely am there, like, in a working setting. I'm there to network. I'm there to be in a working environment. I'm not trying to actually have a deep heart-to-heart in any way, shape, or form at events. And I think that people kind of want that from me. And I think that people expect that from me because they see how I am online.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm just going to tell everyone now in the world, I'm not going to give that to you at events. I'm just not going to be that girl. Yeah. And I don't think I'll ever be that girl with anyone.
So it just felt like really like dismissive and stupid because it wasn't even like that serious.
Oh, yeah, it was a silly little thing. By the way, us addressing this with these fucking wigs on, I can't so just,
this is gonna get clipped.
It's gonna get clipped.
But like literally, I just thought it was kind of rude the way he addressed it. Anyway, we were gonna insert an entire segment during our spicy wing challenge.
Yes.
Because we brought up the Manny thing and we were just gonna insert it in. And when I tell you that Kathleen was so uncomfortable, she was just sitting like this the entire time. I did tell her I could do the talking because I didn't want her to feel like she had to like get involved because I know it stresses you out.
No, yeah, it does stress me out a little bit, but like I don't want you to think that I'm not on your side here. I am.
This has been a whole thing.
I am fully on your side.
You don't understand, guys. So I edited the whole thing. I sent it to our friend Michelle. And Michelle was like, oh, guys, you can't post that. You can't post that. It's not. She's like, it's not that you're not saying what you should be saying, Jesse. It's that Kathleen is literally staring off so uncomfortable the entire time.
No, I'm literally like just drinking water and like being silent. But to be fair, Jesse was like, don't worry, I'll do all the talking.
I didn't realize that would be you just sitting there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I definitely should have done more.
Anyway, then Kathleen spiraled. And the next day she's like, I couldn't sleep. I don't want you to think I don't have a fucking spine. And bro, I'm like,
I do have a backbone. I'll say it. I'll get on the couch and I'll say it. That was rude. The way they addressed it, that was rude. And it's not nice. But I do think that like all he had to do was been like, look, I'm sorry, I don't remember that, and like send you a DM or send me a message or something.
Manny's just shady. Manny and Laura are just shady. Like they just are shady girls. You know what I mean? Shady girlies. I literally think that like, and I mean, their whole podcast too is like, yeah, they're doing the drama thing. And like, for instance, I have a drama podcast. I could be shady on there too.
Yeah, I get it.
But maybe that's like, they're like putting themselves in a position to like, kind of like make it interesting. I don't fucking know. But like, it definitely, for the person that went through it, and it's not like, bro, the carrying it for 8 years. I'm like, not the carrying. I'm not waking up in cold sweats about this. I promise you I'm not. But like, just, it really sat wrong with me. And then them being like, Kathleen's offending you. I'm like, Kathleen is like, I would like to think like my real life friend. Yeah. So I did feel a little bit offended by that.
Wait, you felt offended that I said he was possessed by a demon?
No, I didn't feel offended by that. Oh. I felt offended that they were like, oh yeah, she defended me and like whatever. Like it just felt like, first of all, this isn't a tit for tat.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
No,
we don't need
to
like tally mark, but like.
Exactly.
Also, it just felt icky. It didn't feel like a, oh, sorry you felt that way. It did not feel like that.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. I watched that and I felt, I was like, man, come on. Could have like.
And I was absolutely fuming.
Oh, yeah. No, she watched that and she sent me a voice note. She's like,
Scorpio rising.
You're cooked. Kathleen, you are so cooked. Because somebody was like, hey, they addressed this on the Full Coverage podcast. Go check it out.
Oh, yeah. Somebody commented that. That's the only reason we saw it. We missed it by like 5 days. I'm so dead. Don't act like you watch my Full Coverage podcast.
No, I don't watch the Full Coverage podcast, but you know.
You also don't watch Do We Know Them?
I don't. I don't.
You don't like drama stuff.
I just don't watch podcasts.
Right.
This one.
That, of course.
This is real fun. I watched this one.
But anyway, it was bad. So we X'd that. And thanks to Michelle for her, you know, her consejo.
For sure.
She told us
I would have gotten dragged for that.
No, absolutely. But I also probably would have been, like, it looked like I was holding you hostage.
No, it didn't.
It looked like I was.
No, it didn't. It really didn't. But anyway, point was, for all of this, was that I'm not a friend to all.
No. And listen, you're friendly with Manny and Laura, of course.
No, of course. They're my peers. I'm friendly with them. I'll see them. I'll say hi to them, whatever. Like, I don't really talk to Laura Lee like that, but like, I'll watch like Manny's content and I'll comment, whatever. I think Manny's super funny, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I can totally see where you're coming from. And like,
Just a little bit of a dick.
I think it was fucked up. He should have like,
had a little diva moment.
Or like, messaged me and be like, oh my God, Kathleen, bro, I made Jesse feel bad. I didn't mean to
like,
do that.
Like, don't ask. You know, like, if you do something and make someone feel bad, just like, let them know and be like, damn,
just
my
let
bad.
Them know. Like, my bad, girl. My bad. Because honestly, if like somebody had that experience about me, it would keep me up at night.
Dude, I was mentioning this in our segment that we deleted somebody, she actually deleted, I went looking for it, but Natalia Taylor was like a story time YouTuber and she did like a rudest influencer story time and I was in it and I was like, oh no, I was rude to somebody. But anyway, her whole thing was like at Playlist Live, she said like basically that like
I
looked a little horrified.
Hell.
I was very pregnant with Noah, but like
pass.
Also just in
you get a pass. I'm sorry.
That's what the comments were saying. But like, no.
But you do get a pass.
Regardless, it doesn't really matter. For me, like my experience, like this is 100% real. She was very sweet, but like she hugged me super tight.
Almost popped Noah right out of you, girl.
I'm so, no. She didn't. But like, it was like this, and I know she was just excited, but I was so overstimulated from playlists. And so like, she hugged me tight. And so like, my face must have just been like, yeah, like, I'm right. Yeah, like, yeah. I must have just been doing that and like, it didn't hide well. Mm-hmm. But I was just kind of like, I need to go to my room and hide for a little bit.
Yeah, no. The thing is that especially for people with like a lot of social anxiety and stuff like that, you can come off rude even 100%. Though you're not trying to be.
100%. But all of that to say, what did I do? I commented apologizing so much to her. Right. And then I DM'd her and I was like, hey, like, I'm genuinely like, I'm really sorry that I made you feel that way, because regardless of me being pregnant, me being hormonal, mm-hmm, me being socially anxious, whatever, I made someone feel that way. So yeah. I would think that if you actually cared that you were a dick, you wouldn't just double down and be more of a dick.
Yeah.
You would probably just be like, my bad, queen. And that's it. But allegedly, that's how he feels. So you know what, Slay Manier? I don't know if I forgive you just yet. I'm going to hold that one in my pocket. That's my... Well, do Scorpios hold a grudge?
Oh, boy, do they.
Okay, then that's my Scorpio rising
that's
for you.
Scorpio rising holding a grudge, for sure, for sure. It looks like Walter got electrocuted.
No, we look awful. we look awful. This episode's awful. The background's awful. I hope our mics at least sound good, because if they don't, I will lose it.
Your hair is nice. My hair is giving like the old lady from...
Well, because you keep swooping it.
Yours is giving Barry Manilow.
Let me look that up.
You know who Barry Manilow is?
At a nice the black Copa. Man?
No, he's white.
What?
At the Copa. Copacabana.
Wow, my whole life is a lie.
Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow was... You mean Barry White? You're getting me confused with Barry White.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's the guy from Spy Kids? Or what is he in?
He's a singer.
No, he was in Spy Kids.
No, I think you're getting it confused with that guy from Murders in the Building.
Who's that? God damn it.
With Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
They do look alike.
Whoa. Doppelganger much?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They do.
No, literally.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. They look a lot alike.
Do you think they know each other?
Probably.
Is Barry Manilow alive?
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, continue on. I'll check.
So my Saturn is in Aquarius. The other social planet, Saturn, rules responsibility, restrictions, limits, boundaries, fears, and self-discipline. Your Saturn in Aquarius, meaning you struggle with obstinacy?
I can't read. Obstinacy.
A superiority complex and being overly detached.
By the way, guys, Barry Manilow is still alive.
Okay.
And he's touring.
What? He's touring?
He just released dates for 2026.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Amazing.
Wait, you know Copacabana?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. What is it that you just read? Saturn?
Yeah, your social planet. Which makes sense for me, I think, Aquarius.
My Saturn is in Aquarius.
Nuh-uh.
Swear.
Oh, wow. We got the same Saturn. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. What's your Uranus
What's
in?
What's Uranus in?
Oh, that's good.
What's been in Uranus?
Nothing. Ever.
Never. Oh. Maybe one day.
One day. I'm open to it.
My Uranus is in Capricorn.
Same.
Is this your chart?
Wait, are you in my chart?
No, I'm on my chart.
Oh my God, we have the same.
Wow.
Uranus stays in each sign for 7 years, meaning it rules a generation more than a person.
Wait a second. It says your Uranus is in Capricorn, meaning other generations are shocked by your generation's sense of responsibility, seriousness, rationality, and hunger for power.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not resonating.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not resonating with that.
What's your Neptune?
My Neptune is in Capricorn.
So is mine.
Am I reading your chart? I don't know what's happening. Yeah, no, this is my chart.
No, that's your chart.
We keep checking every single time. But it means that our entire generation finds inspiration through hard work, responsibility, seriousness, and ambition. They're losing me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. What about your Pluto?
Scorpio.
So is mine! No.
What is happening?
Meaning, what the fuck?
Our generation's psyche is comparatively passionate, intense, serious, private, self-obsessed, and perceptive. They lost me.
Scorpio, meaning you're... Oh, yeah. We just...
Yeah, we have the same one. Remember?
Wow, okay, so that felt...
Lost me. Yeah, lost me at the end. I do resonate a lot with
your
being
a
Leo. Yeah, my big three, I resonate with that. I definitely felt like I had some Scorpio.
Being a Scorpio rising makes a lot of sense, honestly, for you.
No, like, I definitely have Scorpio tendencies. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I thought it was like, was it a Leo thing that I would get so jealous with, like, friends? Like, how I can't have you hang out with other friends that I introduced you to because I'll kill myself.
That is your Scorpio rising, I want to say.
Yeah. Like, literally, even tonight, my friend, who is Yesenia's cousin, is, like, not coming out right away because she's going to go do something else. I'm like, God damn it.
What the fuck? Why? And why isn't Yesenia meeting us there?
No, that has made me spiral.
Guys?
Yesenia,
if you're watching this.
If you're out there, you ruined my whole weekend.
You know that Bad Bunny is streaming next week, también. No, I mean, right? It's one time?
I think it's one time.
Oh. Well, then.
She threw a Bad Bunny watch party on the one night I could go out. Yesenia.
No, that's fucked
with
up.
Peace and love, you have ruined my life.
That's fucked up. You should be a Jaguar, Yesenia. We should technically be a Finca. But you should be at Jaguar.
You should be at Jaguar with us. And Kathleen almost canceled literally everything. She was supposed to go to dinner last night. You know, we were supposed to do more. At least you're here.
Sorry that I have a tickle in my throat and I don't want to, you know, get anybody infected. Right.
Even though you've still been coughing the entire time.
No, but
that mic, we got to label it yours, yeah. Is what I'm going to say right now.
We got a permanent marker.
Guys, we had a whole vision of what this episode was going to be. And much like my trip to Miami, it has gone to utter and total shit.
Yeah, we were going to go through every single zodiac. I mean, we've done it before in the past, like we did in the What Did I video. We even have a video where we go through all of our ex-boyfriend signs. That one was really fun.
That was good.
That was good. So, I mean, we didn't do any of that into this
we
episode.
We did it. We'll link those below.
We'll link those below. But also, there's going to be way more zodiac talk in the future because we talk about it all the time.
That's true. We could do, for sure, like a more in-depth. But also, I don't know how many people give a shit about zodiac.
I think people love it. You know what?
Do you?
Our next episode, like when we're in our costumes next, there can be like some zodiac chat next episode because our costume, like, you know.
Me trying to remember what our costume is.
Oh, we could totally do zodiac. Yeah, we could talk about their signs and then we can go into it.
Yeah, we could, unless you hate this.
Yeah, no, they're not going to hate that. They're going to be like, I wish you talked about zodiac more, and we will.
Oh, okay, okay. And well, we hopefully you guys understand why we can't do a longer episode.
People are looking at us and we got to go to Jaguar.
Someone was there?
No.
Oh my God. Yeah, we must be going. RIP to Walter Mercado. Watera lives on.
We will
carry his legacy as far as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you want to do a lights, camera, smile before we go?
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Well, I probably do. Just look on your TikTok lights. Oh, this was pretty funny. You know Kevin Gates?
No.
Kevin Gates is like a rapper that over-sexualizes everything, like really bad. He's like, I'm going to put you in a million position. I don't know, like
Sing a song.
Well, I don't know like specifically off the top of my head, but like basically he's going to be like, I'm going to spin you in a million positions and
is it country?
Like, no. Was that giving country?
A little bit.
Oh, sorry. That was not the intention. Anyway, this guy did If Kevin Gates Sang Ordinary by Alex Warren. You know that song? Yeah. Now I'm realizing maybe this isn't that funny. Much like this entire episode. Do you want to see it? Okay, yeah. Wait, no.
This episode is a disaster.
This episode is a disaster. Fine, I'm changing it.
No, I want to see it. Now I need to see it.
Oh, fine. When I'm digging you out, missionary. Yeah, I'm gonna be digging you down to be dead and buried. Isn't he giving country too? I'll just be pounding and laying it. I hope that you're not finished now, cause I can hold six more rounds of digging you out. And missionary. Yeah, I'm gonna be kissing your man. Did you just put it? He's not serious. Okay, fine. Erase all of that. My lights, camera, smiles.
Yes.
Is gonna be this your lovely
second,
lady.
Your second?
No.
We're putting that in.
No, we're not putting that in. Nope, that never happened. It's gonna be this lovely lady getting sung happy birthday to. Que lo cumpla feliz.
Que lo cumpla feliz. Pobrecito, Jesse.
Why are you pobrecitoing them all?
Algo le pasa. Algo le pasa.
No,
something's wrong.
No, he's just vibing. But this didn't make me laugh. Why is he dancing in her blind spot? Like, it's like he was hiding to make sure she couldn't see him. And I loved that.
Oh,
okay,
my
anyway.
God.
Well, does that count as two then? Because
yeah,
I, yeah.
That was
okay,
good.
That's
that
what
was
we're
good.
Gonna do. That's
good.
What we're gonna
that
do. No,
good.
We gotta go to Jaguar. Okay, ready?
Yes. Ha ha.
Was that your clap? Maybe we should.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Ready?
One, two, three. Ha ha
ha.
We have no excuse. We're in person. Why are we delayed? Okay, ready?
Ha, ha, ha. Bendiciones para todo.
Y que Dios te bendiga siempre.
Siempre.
Y siempre.
Y siempre.
Mucho, mucho.
Amor.
I don't think he did the sign of the cross.
I'm so sorry.
But yeah. I just did. Yeah, me too. I kind of followed your lead, but yeah. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK.
Come on.
Come on.
Aelia 305. Bye. Bye.
Que Dios los bendiga a todos, hoy, mañana y siempre. Y que reciban de mí siempre paz, mucha paz, pero sobre todo mucho, 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 mucho amor.